Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we're here with another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And we're looking at the attributes of love, the 16 attributes of love, and we're up to number 13. And that is going to be 1 Corinthians 13:7. It says, love believes all things. Love believes all things. Now, before we get into the actual devotional and the teaching on this today, I want to explain this doesn't mean love is gullible and makes somebody believe all things. It says love believes all things, and we must understand the importance of understanding love, because anything less than love, than these attributes, is not love. So when we say love believes in all things, and when the Bible says love is the most powerful thing and above all love is the most, I will submit to you that most people, when you consider all 16 attributes that make up love, never even come close to experience or understanding love according to the scriptures. The majority of people that use the word love, they don't understand, and it's been very incomplete in their lives. So when it says love believes all things, yes, love does believe all things. But how many people have ever experienced love? So keep that in mind. It's not a thing to say, well, love believes everything. Well, yeah, but if you know what love is. So with that being said, let's read the devotional and then let's discuss this idea of love, believing all things. And it's my goal and my passion with this devotional series, and especially this is a Suffer Well devotional series, especially this part of it about love, is that we could learn and comprehend what love truly is. Because it's not this Greek idea of different types of love for different types of situations or different types of people. No. According to the Hebrew mindset and according to our Creator, love is love, and anything less than it is not love. That's it. There's no different definitions. There's no different reasons or forms. Love is love. But so many people think with this Greek mindset, and you could say with the Maccabees and the whole situation with Hanukkah, the Greek mindset that wanted to take over, the Hebrew language being replaced with Greek and all these other things, you could say that to a degree that they were successful in making a lot of these things happen. But let's go back to the original foundation of what the scriptures say about love. And there's only one love. There's no such thing as different types and all this. So the devotional says, love attributes. Love believes all things. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love believes all things, and therefore Yahweh believes all things. And as we read here, it says, it's elementary, really. Love believes all things that Yahweh says. This is never a license to conjure up a person's hopes and desires. Your life is not your own, as it says in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and who was given to you by God? Do you not belong to yourself? It is the mature believer who comes to the conscientious revelation that it is easy for man to receive the hope of the blessings, but the wise follower also receives the path to the blessings, the path of obedience, complete mind and discipline, and removal of the ego opposition to the mind of Messiah. Do you believe that suffering furthers perfection? James 1:4 says, so let it grow, for when you endure, it is fully developed. You will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Do you believe Yahweh's rod is a tool of righteousness? Don't you believe that the life on earth as it is today will never be the kingdom that Yahweh demands alliance towards? Do you believe Yahweh's death actually guarantees yours? If so, we step further into love's realm. Once we believe all things Yahweh says, then we believe we will be transformed into his likeness. Is this not the end goal of his love, to be one with Yahweh? Sons and daughters, believe that what Yahweh claims to be true, truth is truth. And what Yahweh says a lie is just that. They entertain no carnal fantasies about earth life and particularity earth love. Just simple truths leading to one love. This is the way. Walk in it. I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves, John 13, 34-35. So we're looking at this part of the scriptures from the Corinthians. Love believes all things. And we think about this, and I had such a misunderstanding of what love was. And the person that helped write this devotional series really convinced me otherwise, and completely I did a 360 on what I thought. I used to think love was 100% conditional. Completely wrong. Love is unconditional. I had my own thoughts and ideas about love. Completely wrong. The scriptures define what it is, and it believes all things. Love believes all things. To love is such a beautiful thing, and there's so few people that have all these attributes. Understanding of them, but we get it. It's a beautiful thing. Now, when somebody says love believes all things, it's not like you could say with the internet. The internet. Oh, I saw it on the internet, so it must be true. You know, not everything on the internet you hear is true, but we believe it is, right? If we could believe in true love the way we believe in the internet, wow. Wow. Because so many people doubt love, but they don't doubt the internet. They don't doubt the gossip, but they doubt love. They don't understand love. That's the problem. When you can embrace love in its complete form for what it is, you can really embrace what our Creator has done for us through his son, Yeshua, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, I hear a lot of people use the word love, which really isn't in an appropriate way. They say, oh, I was in love with this person, and now we're no longer together. Oh, I loved you, and how could you do this to me? I can't, you know, and all these different phrases that use the word love. None of that is love according to the scriptures here. Love holds no evil. Love is not jealous. All these different things. When you say things like that, I was once loved somebody and we fell out of love, or how could you do this to me? I thought you loved me and all this stuff. None of those are love according to the scriptures. They're love according to the world's idea of love. Love believes all things more than our belief in what we hear from certain people and the gossip. No, love is what we need to listen to. The attributes of love. And we think about this. What is the foundation of everything we believe? Is it coming out of love? And we can go through all the 16 attributes and think about that. And I've met people in my life that I can say fulfill these attributes. And I fully would trust that person with anything and everything. Because they fulfill what love is according to our Creator. And it's a beautiful thing. But very few people I've met that even come close to understanding those things. So I do show discernment with most people in my lives. I do show discernment because I understand that, as the heart stirreth up, as a person's actions are, and what the truth source is. So, but what does the Apostle Paul, what did it really mean, Shaul, when he was talking about loves believes all things? Because everyone has always ideas about this verse that Paul is not saying to be gullible or foolish and to believe anything and everything. If it's not out of love, don't believe anything. But if it's out of love, believe everything. We must understand all the 16 attributes of love before we can understand that love believes all things and what this is truly meaning. And this is the idea we're getting out of this. And we don't want to be naive and just listen to somebody who doesn't understand these things. And just, we have to really, as the Bible says, test all things. You know, so we got to test all things. Love believes all things. You know, hatred does not believe in all things. Love believes in all things. You know, in general, we do tend in our human nature to think the worst about people. We think the worst about people. And about circumstances, we think the worst, not the best. Yahweh wants us to think the best from a standpoint of love. But we're trained from little children to think the worst. And it's not a good thing. Job 11 said there was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job. And a man was blameless, upright, fearing Yahweh and turning away from evil. Job 15 verses 1 to 6 says, then Eliphaz, the Temanite, responded, should a wise man answer with windy knowledge and fill himself up with the east wind? Should he argue with useless talk or with words which are not profitable? Indeed, you do away with reference and hinder mention before Yahweh. For your guilt teaches your mouth, and you choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I, and your own lips testify against you. And then Job 42, 7 to 9 says, it came about after Yahweh has spoken these words to Job, that Yahweh said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, because you have not spoken to me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now, therefore, take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job will pray for you, for I will accept him, so I may not do with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken to me what is right, and my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bileam the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did as Yahweh told them, and Yahweh accepted Job. Do you understand? Job's heart was so much for Yahweh, even when people around him, his own wife was saying to curse Yahweh, Job said no. And he continued to show love even through his trials, even through his misunderstanding. He continued to fulfill the aspects of love and show the love. The love. And we looked at that as a wow, wow. Why did Job's friend think the worst in that situation? And why do most people do that? Luke 5:21 says, the scribes and Pharisees begin reasoning, saying, who is this man who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but Yahweh alone? You know, when we think about what worst about the person's motivations when they think the worst of people. Judgmental is merciless, whereas love believes all things, 1 Corinthians 13:7. The judgment person disbelieves all things. He presumes the worst. He reads evil unto the most innocent of actions. He impures motives. He refuses to give others the benefit of the doubt. Judgmentalism is the opposite of magnanimous, big-souled person. A judgment person is certainly not a true disciple following Yeshua and might not be a Christian at all. That's what I'm reading here in this from this book here that says that you may not know the truth. And I would suggest that we are called to judge. A wise person judges all things. But when love is in the air, true love of Yahweh, we must trust. We must trust. Yeshua is pure love in the human flesh. But somebody to be a hypocrite and to live with seeing the worst in people, or to live with hatred, is a whole nother story. And I would be in agreement that they need to question what's going on when you look at their motives. Is their motivation love? And they might think it is, but it's not love according to the scriptures. Romans 14, 1 to 4 says, now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands and falls. He will stand for Yahweh and able to make him stand. We are to discern as believers. We are to discern. It's a very important thing. You know, and we are to judge as well. That's how we discern. But, you know, the judgment of salvation comes from Yahweh alone. But we have to remember We have to remember to live according to Yahweh's love, according to his word, and focus on a person's potential and his love. Just like Yahweh has looked upon our terrible actions and has just given us pure love through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We could do that with others. We could do that with others. First, we have to look at love and know what true love is. And before we can extend that to others, before we can even extend it to our Creator, we must learn to extend it to ourselves. And not from a selfish area, but how can we love anyone or anything if we don't love ourselves and we're not appreciated for ourselves? We don't want to idolize ourselves. We don't want to puff ourselves up, because love doesn't do that. But we need to be in love with ourselves. You know, we need to be confident the way Job was confident. And he wasn't going to be persuaded by his friends and his wife that told him to curse Yahweh. The Bible says in Psalms 139:14, I will give you thanks to you because I have been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous and my soul is fully aware of this. Ephesians 5:29 says, for no one has ever hated his own body, but he nourishes and tenderly cares for it, as the Messiah does the church. And Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says in 19:8, to acquire wisdom is to love oneself. People who cherish understanding will prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we're trained and taught to love others just as we love ourselves. Mark 12:31 says the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. Leviticus 19:34 says, treat them like a native-born Israelite and love them as you love yourself. James 2:8 says, nevertheless, you are doing the right thing if you obey the royal law of keeping with Scripture. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. And Leviticus 19:18 says, you are not to seek vengeance or hold a grudge against the descendants of your people. Instead, love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am Yahweh. Remember, we're not to make a worship idol out of ourselves, you know, but we want to understand the beauty and the greatness that the potential we have. And we want to see that in others as well. It says in 2 Timothy 3:1-2, you must realize, however, that in the last days, difficult times will come. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful and unholy. Haughty eyes and a proud heart are a lamp of wicked sin. Proverbs 21:4. Galatians 6:3 says, for if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. So we look at that. So we not to focus on ourselves, but on the amazing love that Yahweh has for us is where it should be. John 4:19 says, we love because Yahweh first loved us. Now here's where it comes into love believes all things. And this is what we need to believe. Ephesians 2:4-5 says, but Yahweh, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for us, even when we were dead because of our offenses, he made us alive together with the Messiah. By grace we have been saved. We need to remember that and hold on to that. That beautiful love. Psalm 36:7, how precious and gracious love is of Yahweh. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Praise the wonderful Creator for his great love for us. Romans 5:8. But the commandment of his love towards us is that while we were yet sinners, Yeshua died for us. So yes, we must love ourselves to understand what love is, but we must think about others more than ourselves. Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another with yourselves, above yourselves. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of rivalry or conceit, but humbly consider others as more important than yourself. And Galatians 5:26 says, let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. We have to understand what Yahweh's love for us is. And we think about that. And how could we do that? And why do we do that? It's time we just got to understand one of my favorite verses. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. And then we can understand love believes all things. Because love is Yahweh and Yahweh is love. And all things in his word, love believes the word of Yahweh. If you love me, you will follow me. You will keep my commandments, says Yeshua, the wonderful Messiah. Sometimes we have to break away from our fleshly human mindset and what we're taught in our minds about these Greek ways of thinking things. And think about love according to what Yahweh says. We just need to get away and just get away from all the stuff around us and think about this. Zechariah 2:13 says, be still before Yahweh, all mankind, because he has roused himself up from a holy dwelling. Psalms 46:10 and 11 says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. I'll be honored by every nation. I'll be honored throughout all the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Interlude. Hallelujah. Exodus 14:14 says, Yahweh will fight for you while you keep still. Habakkuk 2:20 says, Yahweh is in his holy temple. At all the earth, be quiet in his presence. To be still. And look at Yeshua, who is the greatest expression and form of love that Yahweh can give us. And look, to be calm around the storm around us and to be still. And I ask you all that are listening today and watching today to understand that true love does believe all things, but we need to get together alone with Yahweh and ask him to speak those things to us. And not just go by what we hear somebody else saying, whether it's a preacher or somebody on the internet or TV or someone. No, hear for yourself from Yahweh. Mark 4:39 to 41 says, he got up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. And the wind died down and it completely became calm. And he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him. We must understand the things we're afraid about that Yahweh tells us to have no fear of. We have to choose who we want to listen to, the enemy that tries to keep us from flourishing with Yahweh, or Yahweh that wants to bless us like we've never been blessed before. Psalms 107, 28 to 29 says, then they called out, they cried out to Yahweh in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were the hushed. And this is just like the people that are trying to make us to live in fear against man. The enemy that's trying to make us to live in fear. But Yahweh, through Yeshua, comes and through his Holy Spirit and helps us to weed all of them out and just be standing in the presence of Yahweh and his beautiful love that he has for us. Psalms 46:27 says, Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, a great help in times of distress. Therefore, we not be frightened when the earth roars, when the mountains strike in the depths of the seas, when the waters roar like rage, when the mountains tremble despite their pride. Look, there is a river whose streams are made to the city Yahweh rejoice, even in the holy place of the Most High. Since Yahweh is in her midst, she will not be shaken. Yahweh will help her at the break of dawn. The nations roared, the kingdoms were shaken. His voice boomed and the earth melts. Yahweh, the Lord of heaven's armies, is with us. Our refuge is in the God of Jacob. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time sometimes we need to stop everything and think about Yahweh's love for us. To stop everything and think about his love for us. And stop thinking about the revenge of our fleshly hearts and think about the love of Yahweh and the gentleness that he has with us. 1 Samuel 12:16 says, now then, stand still and see the great thing Yahweh is about to do before your eyes. Exodus 14:13, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch Yahweh rescue you today. The Egyptians you see before you today will never be again. And I will submit to you, the enemy has many demons around us trying to make us not understand love, to keep us from feeling love, keep us from listening to love. But Yahweh's message is, don't be afraid. Just watch and see and taste and see that Yahweh is good. Yes, hallelujah. And all the great joy he brings us. Stop being worried and distracted by the world and all the things the enemy is putting on this world. Instead, focus on him and give him your love back and extend that love to others. Luke 10, 38 to 42 says, now as they were traveling along, Yeshua went into a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat down at Yahweh's feet and kept listening to what he was saying. But Martha was worrying about all the things she had to do. So she came to him and asked, Lord, do you care that my sister has left me to do all the work all by myself, don't you? Then tell her to help me. And Yahshua answered and said, Martha, Martha, you worry about fuss and about a lot of things, but there's only one thing you need. Mary has chosen what is better, and it is not to be taken away from her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to trust in Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh. Love believes all things. Yahweh's word is everything we need. Psalm 37:7 says, be still in the presence of Yahweh and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about the evil people who prosper or fret about their wickedness. Love is stronger than everything and will rise above everything. Psalm 62 verse 5 and 6 says, let all of them I wait quietly before Yahweh. For my hope is in him. And him alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, but they will wait upon Yahweh and shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. And James 5, 7 and 8 says, therefore, brothers, be patient until Yahweh is coming. Understand we must persevere and stay strong. Job 34, 29 says, but if he remains silent, who can condemn him? If he hides his face, who can see him? Yet he is over individual and nation alike. And I leave you today with Romans 12, 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good will of Yahweh, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I tell you all to cast your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 7. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for letting us have the opportunity to believe in your word. And all of your word and the things that your word bring us. May we always believe in that promise. And may we believe in love stronger than anything. To believe in the love that is above all. And may we continue to experience that love every day of Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you everybody for listening to this devotion. And we'll be back tomorrow with another devotion from the Sufferwell devotional series. Until then, everybody have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Have you ever seen the wonder in the glimmer of first sight? As the eyes begin to open and the blindness meets the light. If you have soul, sing.
I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life, bursting in living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the